Where are we standing?
Well, here we are at the corner of Bloomfield Road and 116 South in South Sebastopol on Cody's Corner, right in front of the Locust Store. It's going to be a new produce stand here, the first local-only grocery store in Sonoma County. Once I get the permits and get it finished, right now, the structure's been built in the outside. You can see how cute it's going to be.
For the past year, Susan Butler has been working to make Locust Store a reality. Butler is a gardener and a builder in Sebastopol. Her latest project is to create a chain of small shops. They'll sell local-only produce and food products. It's an idea, she says, that's been a long time in the making.
I hope I don't look like it, but I'm 63. And ever since my 20s, I've been really into sustainability and local community economy. And I'm trying to do something about it. I'm trying to create jobs for young people, stimulate the local food system, and show that there's a really super low carbon footprint way of doing an essential business, something good to eat. I don't need electricity.
Locust stores will be off-grid in little 8x5 wooden houses filled with shelves packed with fruits and vegetables, each one listing the name of the farm, the name of the grower, and the microclimate it's from.
It's going to also have artisan-made, pre-packaged, non-perishable food items like marinades, dressings, sauces, trail mix bars, snack foods, but made from mainly local ingredients and healthy.
Outside the flagship store in South Sebastopol, sitting on a little food stand are the remaining vegetables from a one-day sale she held in late September. Beyond serving as decoration, it's a reminder of the bounty available in the county.
Are these the last zucchini of the season?
Yes, they are. These giant ones never sell, and they even say sometimes around here in August, you have to lock your car in Sebastopol, otherwise it'll fill up with zucchini. Because everybody wants to get rid of it. So anyway, these are pretty, so I left them here. Yeah.
Butler calls Locust Stores micro-enterprises. A business that can be started without too much capital outlay. She wants to see the shops crop up all around the county.
And what I'm going to do, it's going to be a franchise, and I'll sell the sites to owner-operators, and they'll have a nice little business for themselves.
Each site, she thinks, should be purchasable for around $60,000. And beyond creating new jobs and supporting local producers, she sees Locust Store becoming a new way of distributing food, one that's not dependent on big stores, chains, or shipping companies. And that, Butler hopes, will make the county more food secure and more resilient in the face of problems or disasters. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.